Andy, a good win tonight. It was a bit of a difficult one out there on the heavy pitch that we've had tonight, but just how do you assess the performance?
Yeah, really good. Positive results from the young lads especially. We had a few things that we wanted to try out, and just carrying on from last season, and you know, I think the young lads, you know, the ones that were supposed to run hard and tackle hard, they did their job, and the ones that were supposed to direct us around the field and whatever, they did their job as well. And obviously the back three was quite solid, so yeah, really good. Bit rusty in areas, but that's the team as a whole sort of thing, everyone included in that, but that's what these games are for, to get rid of that rust and to hit the ground running in, you know, come round one this season.
I mean, saying that, obviously, it's been a bit difficult, obviously, with the Huddersfield friendly being called off. It has been a bit difficult for us with only the two games that we're going to have now before the start of the season. Is that going to be a bit of a hindrance to you with talking about that rust to try and, you know, burn it off straight away in the first league game?
I don't think it'll really hinder us now. You know, the boys are going over to Portugal to work as a team and whatnot, and to just work on the systems and all that kind of thing. So I think by the time we get back from there, that Huddersfield game will be a distant memory. We had a good run out against Widnes, and we competed really well against Widnes, and we come here today and, you know, good mixture of youth and experience and that, and done the business really tonight, done really well.
I mean, just talking about that, the youth, I mean, they're really, really impressed tonight. I mean, certainly, I think the number 10 really impressed me tonight as well. Yeah. He was such a hard tackler and just didn't stop at anything. Did the young lads impress you as much as he impressed
everybody
else?
Yeah, definitely. Like I said, the guys that were supposed to run hard and tackle hard, they did their job, the young lads, and the young guys that directed us around the park, you know, Brandon and John Martin and Billy Gaylor, they did their job as well. Yeah, looking over my shoulder, you know, making sure these young guys don't take my spot. But yeah, good, really good, really positive.
Did you feel like you were sort of a granddad out there tonight? Because it looked like a bit of a crush out there at times.
Hey, I'm only 28, but yeah, you know, been playing rugby forever, and it's good. Like, it's good because you get them looking up to you and that, and it's what's important, isn't it? You know, you play rugby. You know, you play rugby, so when I was growing up and playing, you know, there was players that I looked up to and whatnot. You know, when I was at Warrington and that, looked up to, like, you know, your Breezes and your Martin Gleesons and, you know, your Maulers and whatnot. So it's nice to be in a position where you're a granddad and you've been there and done it and whatnot. But it's good to see them playing like they did, you know, without any hesitation, they're just mucking in.
Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, the two pre-seasons that we've had against Widnes on Sunday and again tonight, it has been a good pre-season, really. I mean, I know only two games, but so what are the feelings ahead going into the season? You must be positive, you know, looking ahead now.
Yeah, I reckon those two games, we second piss out of my shoes, which that run out against Widnes and that today, coupled with the fact that we're off to Portugal to, you know, to train as a team for I mean, not many part-time teams will be going away abroad to train, so we want to be as close to, you know, them full-time teams and give ourselves the best chance of competing like we did last year, this year, you know, so we'll be in good stead. Come round one, we'll be ready.
We talk about making the top four, is it going to be possible again this year like it was last season?
Yeah, definitely. I think we want to be striving for sort of top two, you know, because did we get in the top four last year?
Yeah.
We got in the top, yeah, of course we did.
Of course we did.
Yeah, we got in top four last year. I think we've got to go one better this year because, you know, we finished nearly top of the pile just behind Bradford. So we want to be going one better this year and finishing in that £1 million game and hopefully doing a job in that.
Perfect.